It's the little things.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. With me as always is Ted and Diana.
What up, what up?
What's up?
By the way, contrary to any rumors you might have started, Christiana is in fact still with the show, just not on the show again this week.
I think she's trying to break up with us.
She'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
When Ted's not here.
It's like, it just reminds me of one of my exes. Oh yeah, I'm busy. Aww. Oh, BT Dub, if you didn't get the hint, it's over. I'm just kidding. That's how rumors get started.
It is. If she thinks she's somewhere better, she's in Oakland, so no, she's not.
Hopefully she'll make it back.
Yeah, that's fingers crossed.
Aww. I love Oakland.
I lived in Oakland. I liked it pretty well, too.
That's nice. It's like turning all hipstery and safe and shit, so it's all good.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Depends on where you hang out.
Yeah, I guess.
Coming up on the show today, we find out who's replacing Stephen Colbert.
What?
Yeah.
From the Colbert Report.
They're going to try to replace him?
Well, yeah, they're not going to put up one of those weird Indian head slates for a half hour on Comedy Central. So they have a replacement already.
Ooh.
Seth Rogen goes off on Justin Bieber. We'll hear what he has to say.
I agree with him, whatever he said.
I sadly do too, but I still love Justin Bieber.
Oh, but speaking of which, sitting in on us on the podcast today, silently, a cardboard cutout of Justin Bieber.
He's so sexy.
He's terrifying.
He's just so sexy. Oh.
He's looking
like,
at me.
I'm like getting misty and confused down there at the same time. It's really weird.
Misty and confused.
Ted, are you getting misty and confused down there?
Well, now that Diana says she's feeling misty and confused, I feel confused. But I don't know.
I would too. So that's it. All right, let's get the show started here. So Mother's Day this past weekend. Did y'all have a good Mother's Day? I know neither of your mothers, but...
I can't stop looking at Justin. He's staring at me.
So fucking
with
sexy.
With his pouty lips, and he's just really disturbing.
Just so,
he brought his
God.
Mom to a Clippers game.
That was, see, he's a good kid at heart.
he hit on some chick while he was there, but he brought
Did
his mom
he really?
To the yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't, though? I mean, okay, by accident. Apparently, I hit on people by accident. Like, shit just happens. Like, it can be misconstrued. I am not going to believe it until Justin specifically says that he's still a little kid, okay? He has a lot of hormones. He doesn't know how to handle them. That's probably what happened.
Okay.
He's a little, yeah, whatever. Mother's Day. It was good. I got to go to, we went to a silent art auction for a halfway house for women recovering from drug addiction in San Francisco, which doesn't sound like much fun, but it was a nice, affair, nice
really
art
cool.
and silent auction. It was cool. And then we went out to dinner and we saw a play. So yeah, it was nice to spend time with the mom.
It sounds meaningful.
It was meaningful. So, no, she's on the board. My mom's on the board for these people, so it was important to her. So it was nice to be there.
Yeah, that
well, that's what
really
Mother's
cool.
Day is about, doing things that are important for mom.
Exactly.
Diana, did you have a good Mother's Day weekend?
I did. I went and saw the Real Funny Housewives of Real Linda. I'm like talking about like it's me. My mom does her own thing. We don't really talk.
So you saw Cheryl the soccer mom.
I saw Cheryl, Kristen Fiss, Steph Garcia. Like I'm obsessed with those ladies. I like am their number one groupie, and I made it very clear. To them.
What, did you throw your bra on the stage or something?
It was my panties.
Okay.
And, they're super cool. So it was nice to, like, hang out with them. And then, of course, like, my birthday was that. So a couple friends took me out and we went to a bar and we just, at midnight, had a shot. So that was cool. So, yeah, Mother's Day for me was great. Mm-hmm. I'm not a mother, but I hung out with some awesome mothers and I know a lot of awesome mothers. So happy Mother's, belated Mother's Day to them. And it was really cool. What about you, Nate?
Well, I went and spent Mother's Day with my friend Hootie, who on Facebook claimed to be very mothering himself, which rubs some people the wrong way. But fuck him.
Is it true? Would you say he's a nurturing person?
In sort of a tough love sort of way.
Okay, fair enough.
Ran a 5K on Mother's Day in Pacific Grove, and did it go well? Well, half of it did. The other,
what the hell?
The second half did not go well.
Uh-oh.
My back tightened up, and I will say that the decision to have hot chicken wings the night before was not a good one.
Oh, boy.
So one of those two things, I could have powered through both of them, led to me walking a good portion of the second half of the run.
Well, you showed up. That's good.
Yeah. And I finished.
Yeah, and you finished.
Yeah, there you go. So. That's all the battle. Is just...
And the number one finisher from Sacramento.
Oh, awesome.
Only finisher.
The only person from Sacramento who went down there for it, but I was the top Sacramento finisher.
That's all that matters.
So suck it. There's half a million people in Sacramento, and I was the fastest one of them running this weekend.
Good job.
Sacramento, how do you feel about that? How do you feel?
In Pacific Grove.
Way to hold it down, Sacramento. This is your representation is Nate. that's your representative.
Yeah, you shit on me all you want. I didn't see you out there.
Suckers. I didn't know about it because someone didn't invite me. What?
Would you have gone? Had you been invited?
You know, actually, I would have. Oh. I'm trying to like get in shape more, like to make this like sexy.
Okay.
Because I like need to get laid desperately, and so I'm trying to like get sexier. And now that summer's coming along and shit, and the weather's getting nice, so yeah, I would have gone.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and invite you to something right now. Get you ready, and can give you plenty of time.
Not me,
because it's coming up in July, the 12th of July. Seven p.m.
You know, I think I got a show. I think I
7 p.m. doing a 10K in Davis.
What the fuck is a 10K?
It's 6.2 miles.
Son of a bitch, for real?
Yeah, you're invited. Come on out.
6.2 miles?
6.2
miles. How much is it?
I don't know how much it is. I registered months ago in a combo deal.
Ooh. Oh, how much was the combo deal?
It was like $40 for two races. I've already run one of them.
Oh, okay. So it's probably going to be around $40-$50. All right. I can, if I have the money for it, because I'm jobless now. Yeah. Starting my 26th life jobless and homeless. I will go.
Will you run the 6.2 miles?
Hell yeah. I would run the 6.2 miles. Try to.
Okay.
There might be light jogging for like 3 of them, but I'll try.
Listen, most people running a 10K are lightly jogging. There's very few people out there like going full bore the whole length.
A 10K. I think this is a good goal for me to have. I like this. Yeah, it's good motivation. I'm down.
You got 2 months.
I'll root
two
for months. You from afar. Yes. At home.
Well, you can root for us from the finish line if you'd like.
No. I told you what I'm going to do. That's the effort I'm putting into this race. Wow. wait, where's the race? Maybe I should.
It's in Davis.
Yeah, see, that's what Davis.
I like how he was like, no. The offer was presented. Come on. Okay, why are you asking for more? That's not how this goes.
These aren't negotiations.
And you negotiate down. Like, you don't negotiate up.
Oh. What's the purpose of the race? Is it a benefit of any kind?
Well, I'm sure it benefits something. Oh, I don't remember exactly what it is.
It's just a run. Got it.
Benefits. Yeah. My ego, because I'm gonna do it.
Oh yeah,
let me just quickly search this since you asked. Let me see.
Because I am on a budget.
It's the Moonlight Race, Ted.
Oh,
although it starts at 7 p.m., so I'm going to be done by about 8:15. So there's not going to be a lot of moonlight at that point.
Yeah. Well, do they just expect everyone to take like 2 hours? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, I have no idea what they're expecting. But here we go. It is here to register, blah, blah, blah. June 10th. Late registration. All right. $30 is registration fee.
Done.
$30.
I'm jogging a 10K. Did you send it to me, email or Facebook?
Well, I haven't sent it anything to you. I can.
I thought he said I was invited.
I'm doing a show now.
I'm just saying, Ted, you heard him say that he invited me, right? Like, I got to Google this shit too on my own.
It was a verbal
invitation. It was an oral invitation.
Oral, verbal, yeah.
Oral doesn't mean shit.
It does.
That came out so wrong. I'm bitter because I don't believe in verbal commitments anymore.
Oh,
I see.
Flakes.
Here's what the event features include: glow in the dark medals, glow in the dark T-shirts, evening start time, live tracking of participants during event, live results.
Wait, live tracking of participants?
Yeah,
so you can RFID.
Oh, that
you?
Is embarrassing.
Yeah, you can log in and see where everybody is. Post race expo with sponsor samples and a new barbecue area. Awesome age group awards, including glow-in-the-dark medals and apparel, courtesy of Fleet Feet Davis and New Balance. There is a personalized bib option. Option. So you can have whatever put on the bib you want.
Even Justin Bieber?
That may be too many letters.
Oh.
And
we both got sad. Really.
And the optional participation medal for 5K, 10K, and 1 mile. If you run the half marathon, you get a participation medal.
What's the half marathon?
13.1 miles.
So, no.
Yeah,
I stop at 10K.
Yeah, 10K is...
I don't even know if I can fucking do a 10K, man.
That's plenty far.
That's really far. Because, like, I think the most I've ran is 4 miles nonstop. That's the most. And that was when I was a junior in college.
Okay.
So 2008, 2009.
So.
A while ago.
There's still time.
This is not going to be sexy.
Really. You know, I see a lot of pictures of running, and they never look good. There's a few people who look great in their pictures of them running, but most people do not. They look like they're miserable, like their life is about to end. And
I just realized I make fun of people for like paying to run.
Yeah,
but I mean, I give them props if it's like a fitness goal. I get that, but like some people, I don't know, I'm just like, I would never be one of those people, and I just like my ego just totally got in the way the last 5 minutes and was like, no, I'll fucking do it. I'm gonna fucking regret this in July. I'm gonna be running.
Yeah, you are.
And be like,
you better do a little beforehand too, or
oh
you're
shit
really,
you're right. I actually have to train for a fucking 10K.
All right. Well, speaking of regrets, Donald Sterling, Clippers owner, has some. And he finally apologized. He went on Anderson Cooper 360, and here's what he said.
Apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. Am I entitled to one mistake? Am I, after 35 years? I mean, I love my league. I love my partners. Am I entitled to one mistake?
Yeah, it was all of those claims against you for being a slumlord.
It's so, more than one, dude.
Yeah, there's multiple mistakes.
Is that what his voice really sounds
that
like?
That is. He's all
whiny.
It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again.
The vice president of the NBA Players Association, Roger Mason,
balls?
He said that the players won't accept anyone in the Sterling family owning the Clippers, not you, not your wife, not your son-in-law, not your daughter. Do you believe that?
I really don't know. The people that are going to decide my fate, I think, are not the media and not the players' union, but the NBA.
The owners.
Pardon me?
The owners.
The owners. If the owners feel I deserve another chance, then they'll give it to me.
But there is a path for you to fight their decision, isn't there?
Of course. But if you
of course.
Fight with my partners... What at the end of the road, what do I benefit? And especially at my age, if they fight with me and they spend millions and I spend millions, let's say I win or they win. I just don't know if that's important.
Why wait so long to apologize? It's been a couple of weeks. You could have come out.
That's a very good question. I'm so emotionally distraught. And the reason it's hard for me, very hard for me, is that I'm wrong. I caused the problem.
Okay, well, at least he's self-aware.
That is true.
He was basically apologizing because he can't, like, own shit. He's like, well, I hate those, like, half-assed apologies. I was like, well, I mean, like, am I really my mistake? Or, like, am I, you know, I'm sorry, but, like... You know, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's like, motherfucker, you did something wrong. Acknowledge that you did something wrong and leave it at that. Don't add a but to it. Like, I hate the apologies. Like, I'm sorry, but no. That's not a real apology. And this guy just, oh, my God, his voice. Why does he have so much money?
Well,
not for his voice.
Because, well, yeah, he's an old time ambulance chasing lawyer. And then he got into property owning and slumlording, and that's pretty profitable.
God,
but
smart.
He's not the first person in this whole thing to hit the media. But first was she'll explain what she was. V. Stiviano talked to Barbara Walters last week.
What is his state of mind right now?
Confused. I think he feels very alone. Not truly supported by those around him. Tormented, emotionally traumatized.
Do you think that Donald Sterling should apologize?
Absolutely.
Did you discuss this with him?
Yes.
They, of course, had the interview in a wind tunnel.
Will he apologize? Mm-hmm.
Conveniently enough.
Only God knows.
Oh, my God.
Can you tell me what your relationship with Donald Sterling is?
Disgusting.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man.
Wait.
What?
Right-hand arm man.
In case you missed that, she will explain again. I'm going to rewind it so you can hear again what she is to Donald Sterling.
Tell me what your relationship with Donald Sterling is.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm, man.
Couldn't make it more clear myself.
What was Barbara's face when she said that? Like
the original interview. Now, I have the TMZ clip, but the original interview, her, as soon as that came out of her mouth, the follow-up question was, what?
It's like a right-hand man.
Oh, my God. But. I just, it bothers me when rich people are stupid.
Well.
I just have this thing where I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, I really just don't get it.
But there's
like,
more.
How come survival of the fittest then kick in? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, but there's more to this story. Former Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. He has known Donald Sterling for a long time. He's also in his 80s, and he sat down with a Florida TV station, and they asked him about the whole situation. And at the end of this, he has some wishes for V. Stiviano. Let this load up here. And there we go.
I've been a friend of that guy's for 30 years.
A lot of hot topic going around. What is your thought?
Well,
it doesn't surprise me that he said those things. That doesn't surprise me. And he shouldn't have said it. And he just hurt himself by talking too much and doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
Wow. Oh, damn.
That's not nice.
Well,
how about snitches getting stitches?
Let's fast forward. V. Stiviano rolled into Beverly Hills Monday afternoon, right before rolling the Ferrari Donald Sterling gave her into another car. She was driving the red whip behind a black Range Rover when she apparently failed to stop and caused a rear-end collision. She was, in fact, wearing that stupid visor at the time of the crash.
That's probably
too.
Why she got a fucking collision.
So Tommy Lasorda, she got hit with a car. TMZ also told that she went insane jumping out of the Ferrari and screaming every obscenity in the book, including, "You know who you're messing with, motherfucker?"
I'm Donald Sterling's right arm hand man.
That's right.
Right hand arm man.
Oh, my God. I think that's going to, like, be, is that, like, the new, like, title for, like, yeah, that's my homie. That's, like, my BFF.
Right,
like,
right hand arm man.
You are my right hand arm man.
Get that on your business card.
That's true. Friendship, homie. That's so weird. She's gonna say that. Like, I just thought right-handed, like, sex. I don't know what. Oh. I don't know. It's just because we all know that was a fuck. But there's no other excuse. Like, is that what her PC way of saying, like, we were fuck buddies and we're only saying that because he's married?
No. Well, he's estranged from his wife. That's not a secret or anything like that. But her whole assertion is that she's nothing more than an assistant. But normally, even rich guys don't give their assistants Ferraris to drive around and buy them $1.2 million condos.
No one has assistants that are stupid. Well, unless they just gave them the title assistant, but like a real assistant, one that actually does all your shit, you don't go flaunting around. You have one that you have arm candy, and then you have one that actually does the work. So for her to take that title away from someone who's actually doing their fucking job is rude.
Well, her job apparently was to be the right-hand arm man, and she was.
Maybe the left-hand arm man does all the work, and she does the right-hand stuff.
That's why.
I did the jerking motion with my hand.
The jerking, yeah. See, that's just what I'm saying. It's the jerking motion.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea what that was
scary.
About. All I'm just staring at Justin Bieber.
How old is that dude? 97?
I think he's 89.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. For real? That's why he sounds like that. Oh, that sounds
douchey. Yeah, because he's
really old.
He is really old.
And he's probably very confused and very... I mean, he probably can't fathom how this stuff came out. And he probably, you know, it's just really haunting. I know. I can't help but feel a little sympathy just because it's, as a human being, because it's got to be really scary and disorienting to suddenly have everyone hate you. But I know he brought it on himself, but still.
I mean, after a certain age, like, he might... I mean, he grew up in a different time, too.
Yeah, well, people have disliked him for a long time, but they've all just been, you know, lower-income people that he didn't need to deal with.
Sure. So his comeuppance has come up, I suppose.
It's true. Well, Ted, Seth Rogen is just like you.
Like me?
Fully Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a serious distaste for Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow. He and I have a lot in common.
It's true.
More is that why you're all up in my boot earlier?
Fully Jewish.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
And he went on the Howard Stern show to explain it all.
That Howard Stern Show.
Why were you quoted talking about Justin Bieber for some reason? And you, I know what it was. You tweeted about him.
Justin Bieber.
Right. Now, how do you know Justin Bieber?
I'd met him a few times. It was more, he's a good example of someone who you meet who you think you're going to hate, and then you get to hate him as much as
and you're like, oh, good.
You're like, oh, great.
Because you don't want to go around saying, gee, I really like Justin Bieber. He's a great kid.
Exactly. Right. You meet him, and he lives up to every one of your,
he does,
your
huh?
expectations of how you hope he will be.
Hey, you read, I mean, terrible behavior from him and stuff, but yeah. Like, where do you meet him? I mean,
I met him first time at a German talk show, right. Which was bizarre.
Right. When you promote movies in Europe,
yeah,
you end up
meet
on these
the weirdest
weird
people at weird places. Yeah, you wind up in these weird fucking talk shows and shit.
I did a few of those.
Yeah, and so we were backstage at a German talk show, and someone literally came to the door and was like, Justin Bieber wants to meet you. And it was kind of at the beginning of Bieber, I don't know, Bieber mania.
Bieber fever.
Bieber fever, yeah. Right. Bieber fever had just started spreading. And it was weird. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll meet him. And then I went outside to meet him, and he was acting like I asked to meet him.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
It was very nonchalant. Yo, man, what's up? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't give a fuck about it. I don't want to meet you. Don't act nonplus. Don't act like all nonplus to meet me.
Right.
I didn't want to meet you. I was totally cool with not meeting you.
He called you out of the dressing room.
Exactly. So I was like, fine. I wouldn't have said anything. And, you know, I was like, hey, he's a little bit of a motherfucker, but whatever. He's young. And then
the kid's a dick.
He's a bit of a dick. And then I met him like 2 years later, maybe. I saw him again at the at like an MTV award show. And he literally like had a snake wrapped around his fucking wrist that he was wearing as like a fucking like a live snake as like an accoutrement.
So
and I was like, what the fuck? And I talked to him for like 5 minutes and I just like I literally remember thinking like,
what did
like,
he say to
fuck
you?
Fuck this kid. I can't remember specifically what it was. He was trying to be funny with his snake. Hey man, chicken. Like he was like, again, like when I met Zac Efron, one of the most endearing things is he recognized that as a Disney star, I as a man in my late 20s, early 30s would fucking hate him because
right.
Like why would I? Why wouldn't I?
See, so Seth Rogen has nice things to say about some people, just not Justin Bieber. Story doesn't end there though. Justin has responded to Seth Rogen's diss because you know he has to. That's what he does. Yeah, let me see if I can find that exactly what he said. Ah, here's the tweet. I'm going to do it in his voice. Seth Rogen, sorry I didn't bow down when I asked to meet you. Was probably a bit shy and didn't want to be over the top, but still love your movies.
Aw, that's nice.
That's not what he sounds like, you fucking dick.
He sounds like an angry teenage boy.
Yeah, well, either way, that's so
he's not very smart. I think people need to like stop expecting him to not be a dick or be smart. Like we all should have known this by right now. Like Usher gave him a swag coach as a little kid. He's not going to come out okay. We should have fucking known that.
So this is Usher's fault?
Yes. You know he had the choice to go with Usher or Justin Timberlake, and this fool went with fucking Usher.
Well, he's done well for himself.
Well, money-wise, but I mean like he just like look at him. If he wanted, I think he would have done really well with Justin Timberlake too, but he probably didn't want to be like that classic white boy looking thing.
Yeah, he wanted street cred.
He wants street cred and like any
and
boy
has none.
Any kid that wants street cred, they want it. They don't it's like the little like posers and stuff. Like those are the dangerous ones and those are the really funny ones and the really not intelligent ones and you just kind of have to feel bad for them after a certain point because our society has made street cred like something that like is that people emulate. Like it's not a cool thing. Like gangs aren't cool. Like I don't understand that. But people like Justin Bieber, like he's in that mindset and granted his fucking swag coach was a white suburban guy, I think, too.
And,
so,
and by the way, I blame his parents.
His mom. His dad
because
left and then came back when he got
famous. To fly on the high plane. But the ultimate decision was theirs. He was 14 or 15 years old. He was not in a position to make those decisions. That should have been his parents. They should have looked at it and went, Usher, who's very talented and fine on his own, or this guy who was a child star about this age and is now a grown man.
Usher
and
was
responsible.
Too.
Yeah, but I mean the same ilk. Just if you I mean, he's not Usher. This cardboard cutout is not Usher. This is Justin Bieber. Never going to be Usher.
No, he's never going to be Usher, and he's never going to be Justin Timberlake. He's never going to be Michael Jackson. I am on Justin Bieber's side. I love him, but I also recognize his limits.
He could have been Timberlake, at least musically. Could have been Timberlake.
I don't think he could. You know,
because Timberlake, before he went solo and he was just in the band and he was just in the boy band, no one gave him an ounce of credit either until Ashton Kutcher made him cry on Pumped. And then all bets were off.
Wait, no, everyone loved JT when he was in NSYNC. Everyone, he was the popular one.
I didn't.
It was him and JC. Well, and then if you were like, I liked Lance, but then I picked the gay one. So I think that was like an inner.
I'm talking about people who weren't like super into the band. I'm talking about like the average person.
Oh, okay. I mean, that was like the era that I grew up in. So I was really kind of into that. Did you just assure me about my boy bands?
Sure thing.
Sure did. Hey, it's spring in New York City, and that means the city's most topless literary club is back in action. Members of the Outdoor Co-Ed Topless Pulp Fiction Appreciation Society bared their breasts in Central Park last week, and then again on the weekend while lounging on the rooftop sun deck of a certain nude-friendly, gay-friendly, everything-friendly boutique hotel. The reading material, of course, included some Pulp Fiction titles like Hunt Through the Cradle of Fear, Borderline, as well as Abraham Lincoln Presidential Fuck Machine, and Moby Dick. Presidential Fuck Machine, I'm not familiar with that one, but okay. For the uninitiated, they formed a few years ago. Their mission is to make reading sexy as well as to remind New Yorkers that toplessness is very legal in New York City. Becca's going there, isn't she, soon?
Probably not that specific location, but she's going to New York, yes.
So is she, and just Becca, I know you listen to the show. Remember, it's perfectly legal for you to wander around New York topless.
She does
like.
Love reading, yeah. Actually. Maybe there's a combination here.
Yeah. Take the weekend. Go do that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And the Huffington Post, plenty of topless pictures of women reading. Feel free to scroll down, Diana.
I was like,
pick your favorite.
Yeah. I'm not that pervy or toolish, but I kind of am.
Oh, well, so. You're ogling Pinky last week doing her VJJ thing, so why not?
Okay, that was just a science thing. Like, that was just like pure for research. Purposes.
This is a literature thing. Wow, mm-hmm. There really is NSFW.
Yeah. Well, I told you, bare breasts.
You told me. Yep, there they are.
Mm-hmm. Some with nipple piercings.
On the internet.
You know, nipple piercings are a lot of... I hooked up with the girl that has nipple piercings.
Okay.
And it was funny. The lights were off, and I was like, wait a second. Do you have your nipples pierced? And she's like, yeah. And so I like ran over, turned on the lights. Like, I have to see this shit. It was like, it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of hot.
Okay.
I was never into it before, but it's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going that direction?
You know, I'm too... I personally don't think like... My anatomy is not made for it.
I understand. Mine either.
Yeah, that's
it's implied.
And it's just like, it'd be like too much to deal with. And I don't even have piercings. I had to take the ones out of my ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if that's too much for you, you don't want to go with the nipples.
I kept getting infected and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, then
like,
definitely.
Yeah, exactly. See, my tattoo's already acting up.
Oh, when did you get your tattoo?
I got the one on my left shoulder. 2009 2010, no, 2011, sorry, so 3 years ago. And then the one on my right hip I got last year, and then out of nowhere they started like just I think I'm allergic to stupidity, because like if they act up when I get really stressed out, like my body starts to reach the ink. So it happened a lot at work.
Interesting.
Yeah, so just don't be stupid around me.
I can do my best.
Right.
You may not want to hook up with Justin Bieber if stupidity makes you itch.
And that'd be a hit it and quit it situation.
Oh, yeah, I like to hit it in the face. not sexually, I should stress.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
Gonna go out on that. Up first in cool or tool, right hands, Ted.
Sorry, right hands are great. they cover what the left hand can't quite accomplish, I guess.
Diana?
Right hands are great. Right hand arms are better.
Man. Yeah, right hands are cool. You can write with them and not get ink on your hand, too.
Rub it into the lefties of the world.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I like left-handed people.
Hey, I'm one of them. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. Up next in cooler tool, Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen, Diana.
He's cool. Everything he says valid. I know he hates on my boo, but we all knew that was coming.
Ted,
despite the gossiping thing, I like Seth Rogen. I like the stuff he's in. It's fun. I think he's. I like him. I like him. He's cool.
He's cool. I wish he'd smoke a little less pot. The laugh starting to annoy me. Just saying. And finally, in cooler tool, the topless book club. Ted.
Hey, Yeah, best of all worlds. Boobs and books. Why not?
Diana?
Cool. I'm going to go with cool because I believe that women should do whatever they want and express themselves. We're going to go with cool. I mean, yeah. Some of them are cute. I sound like such a douche. Everyone's beautiful in their own right. Holy shit. But it came out so wrong. I'm just going to... Cool. Can we edit?
Yeah, and some of those tattoos are fucking ugly.
Mm. Okay, yeah, some of the tattoos are pretty bad.
Yeah, it is cool. I'm not a fan of women who have their décolletage.
Oh, the chest?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm not
like
either.
Tattoos there. No.
I'm not.
I don't mind tattoos. I don't like them there. I don't like them under the, like, there was a picture Rihanna tweeted a topless or Instagrammed a topless picture of herself, and I couldn't get past the tattoo she has under her breast.
Oh, yeah, and then Chris Brown has that too. They like did that thing together when they're like broken up a nod, and it's like the same spot. And it's, I don't get it where guys do that too. It's like a fucking butterfly, like One Direction hairstyle is a fucking butterfly or some shit on him at that spot. I don't, yeah, some tattoos are just, I don't know. People talk shit about my tattoos, so it's whatever.
It is, in fact, whatever with your tattoos. All right, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. All right, we promised to tell you who it was going to be. Larry Wilmore is going to be taking over for Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central.
Yay!
He is the Daily Show's senior black correspondent. And he will be the new. He will be taking over in January, and it'll be called The Minority Report.
Oh. I got it.
It's like the movie, and he's a minority.
Yeah,
on
funny,
so many
funny.
Levels.
And he's reporting. It's so funny.
I get it now. I get it. Thanks, Diana.
Larry's had a very good week. He also has his pilot, Blackish, which is also starring Anthony Anderson, picked up by ABC. He'll stay on as a showrunner for Blackish when things get started before switching over to Comedy Central full time.
Cool. He is funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He is funny. I do remember him.
I like the fact that that they decided to give him a shot. Because he's very funny. He's a very bright guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they do the show right, I think it'll do very well because it's a good time slot after Jon Stewart.
I just wonder how he's going to differentiate from the style that Jon Stewart has going because, you know, Colbert was very different, obviously. I don't think he'll just follow in Colbert's footsteps in that style of mocking the conservative right wing.
No, I think Larry Wilmore's more of a social commentator mm-hmm. about stuff, and
right.
and I think there's a huge amount of material to be mined there. Our friend Kareem, his comedy is a lot of that about you know the differences between black people and white people in society and everything like that. So I'm very excited to see what he's going to do.
Right, so they'll veer from a lot of the like newsy current events and politics, unless it pertains to race, perhaps, and economics. Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, and they may go. He may just go full bore and not just pigeonhole himself.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, with the title with Minority Report, though.
Yeah.
It's I don't know I'd be happy if he doesn't pigeonhole himself, but like you're kind of setting the standard by calling it the Minority Report.
Well, he is a minority and he is reporting,
exactly. So that's another way to go about it, which I'm hoping is the direction he takes.
All right, so summer is coming. That means it's time for America's State Fairs, and we have some of the more ridiculous deep fried foods that'll be available. It's state fairs around the country.
What won't they deep fry?
Well, in Iowa, deep fried butter.
That does not surprise me.
It looks like a Twinkie or a corn dog almost.
It's like a stick of butter deep fried.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Sounds really... Oh, my God. That sounds so... Yeah, like you'll be walking around like feeling sluggish as soon as you take one bite.
That is so disgusting.
That's a bit much.
That is like straight... what is wrong with America?
That's a bit much.
Deep fried butter.
I don't know how you would not immediately start throwing up.
Like, it's like, hey, how do we like just, you know, just really fuck up our organs? How do we really just, you know, kill over and die right now? Like, what do we do? Let's just take butter and Paula Deen this shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's crazy. Nasty.
In Minnesota, they're having fried pig ears.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing though? Don't people normally eat that?
I think there's pickled pig's ears, I think, isn't there?
I
have not. No.
Right? Is that a Jewish thing or just a Muslim thing?
It's a Jewish thing and a Ted doesn't eat. Yeah. Also vegan Ted now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's right. Or but have you, Nate?
No, I have not eaten pig ears.
I thought that was normally, for dogs.
Yeah, normally you save those for the dog, but not in Minnesota.
Oh, that's just... cartilage.
Here's something that's interesting. Texas is having fried beer.
I've heard of fried Coke, but not fried beer.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's interesting.
Why would you do that? Beer is good without frying it.
Well, it is basically a deep fried ravioli made from a salty pretzel like dough filled with beer.
Oh.
So that's how they're going to do it.
That sounds weird.
In California, at the California State Fair, get ready for fried Kool-Aid.
Dear God, people.
Gross.
People.
Oh, yeah!
Can we? Oh, my God. I just.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is like the first time I've been awake all day, and this is what I fucking wake up to, is like deep fried foods.
All right. Are you ready for Florida?
Oh, my God. Deep fried crack?
Fried ice cream cheeseburger.
Well, the two things that don't necessarily need to go together in a fried context.
They're starting with a regular burger, nestled under the toasted bun and perched atop the pickle, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and cheese toppings is a slab of ice cream coated in cinnamon and cornflakes that's taken a dip in the deep fryer for 10 to 15 seconds.
That's kind of gross, too.
It's something.
That is absolutely disgusting. That shit will melt. That's just absolutely fucking disgusting. That looks like a poached egg, though. That would be pretty good on a burger, though. I'd let the poached egg go.
I do want to say that if anyone does go to a fair and has something deep fried, I highly recommend deep fried cookie dough because it's fucking delicious.
That makes sense to me, though.
It's simple, but it's like a half-cooked baked cookie, kind of gooey and sweet. Just like, you know, it's really sweet. You don't want to eat too much of it, but it's a nice treat.
Some things don't make sense. And this is one of the, like, but the cookie dough, it makes sense to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that does sound like something I would not want to, like, sample.
Yeah, sample.
Not a whole thing.
Exactly.
A few more out of Texas. Fried salsa.
Okay. I can kind of see that.
I can try that.
Fried bubble gum.
No.
That sounds stupid.
It does, because you shouldn't swallow it.
Yeah, that just sounds... that's that Texas, you said?
Yes.
This is how we should judge, like, how stupid states are.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Matt, well, we're having fried Kool-Aid here, so settle down.
But where in California?
Probably the State Fair.
State Fair.
Oh, God, okay.
Right here, 4 miles from where we're sitting. Massachusetts, fried jelly beans.
Huh. I don't think I'd want that either.
Nope. Wisconsin is having something they're calling Fat Elvis on a stick.
Is it a piece of the...
No, it's
rock and roll singer.
Peanut butter, chocolate, and bacon combined with banana batter.
Banana batter.
Well, that's good. Don't they have a sandwich at like multiple restaurants named the Elvis thing because that's what he liked to eat or something?
Bacon on it. Did he like bacon on it? Deep fried.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't.
I thought it was fried banana sandwiches and peanut butter, something like
that's
that.
That's what I thought too.
Peanut butter, banana.
Gotta throw the bacon in because you gotta have the bacon in there.
All right, Ted, are you looking or are you not?
Oh, I'm not looking.
Okay,
but I could.
Let me ask you this. Don't look.
Sure.
Which state do you think would have fried alligator on a stick? And it's not Florida.
Louisiana.
No.
New Orleans.
That's not a state.
Oh, sorry, it's Louisiana. I'm retarded. I mean, I'm mentally challenged. Sorry, guys.
Wow, that was, we're gonna not, I'm so glad that was, like, on the podcast for, like, ever.
Fully Jewish.
All right.
My being Jewish has nothing to do with that.
I know. How dare I besmirch a whole race of people? No, it's Illinois. It's a place you'd never expect.
Oh, that's true.
The Illinois State Fair. Also here in California, deep-fried White Castle burgers.
That sounds disgusting.
Oregon is having what they're calling roadkill. It is a flattened deep fried dough delicacy that something looked like it tried to cross the road at the wrong time, complete with oozy fruity sauces and syrups.
Well, that makes sense. It's not anything disgusting. It just looks disgusting.
Yeah, it's decorated fried dough.
Yeah, that's not bad. That makes sense.
Texas also has something they're calling fried picnic on a stick.
What is that?
It consists of fried chicken, tater tots, and pickles.
Fried chicken, tater tots, and pickles. Okay.
I might like that.
Also from Texas, deep fried sugar cubes.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Oh, my God. I think I just clogged an artery reading this fucking article. It just got worse.
And for our friends in Arizona, to wrap it all up, fried scorpion.
Yeah.
Dead, battered, fried, and served plain or dipped in chocolate.
Sounds crispy.
Yep.
Crispy.
What about the poison? Do they get a stinger out? How does that work?
I don't know. They don't say.
I saw a scorpion one time. That shit was scary. Because I lived in Arizona, and then I was like, "That's interesting." I thought it was just like a piece of wood or something. I was kind of looking at it, And I went to go pick it up. No fucking scorpion, little stinger thingy went up and everything. And I just screamed like a little bitch and asked my landlady to get it. And her boyfriend got it for me. But that was, so I was like, I need to move. I can't be doing that.
That's probably for the best.
Because they do, it's glow in the dark. So they, like, people go out hunting in, at nighttime. And fucking people are crazy, man.
they are indeed. excuse me. I've been having terrible problems with coughing here this show. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody.
Better you than me, because I had it last week.
Yeah.
Well, that's just everything in my face. That's very just coughing.
Compassionate of you.
Who loves waffles?
Better you than me. I like waffles.
Oh, are you saying that like we're going to get some?
No, we're not getting waffles.
Okay, that's rude.
No, I just have a story about the Waffle House.
I mean, that's fine.
It's a segue.
Yeah. It is.
You can answer the question. Do you like waffles?
I fucking love waffles. You know, I actually do love waffles.
There you go.
There you go. Deep fried waffles.
At 4, Norcross police are searching for a man who robbed a restaurant with a pitchfork.
Was
surveillance
it Satan?
Pictures show the man wearing coveralls and a ski mask. There he is. Before he used a pitchfork to force employees into a back room. Workers ended up taking
get
off
back,
after the
back.
Suspect. And Channel 2's Tony Thomas reports from Norcross with how a waitress and a cook were able to turn the tables on the guy.
Get it?
Police say they are just glad no one used the business end of the pitchfork during the crime. Investigate.
The reporter has a pitchfork while he's doing it, and he like pointed it at the camera because that's clever.
They say their suspect dropped the pitchfork as he fled. The employees picked it up and went after him.
That's a new one. I have one at home.
Norcross police say it was this run-of-the-mill pitchfork that Jeff Wooten used as his weapon of choice Thursday night. Chief Warren Summers says this is a surveillance photo of Wooten wearing coveralls and a ski mask just before he forced workers at this Buford Highway Waffle House into a back room. He then went for the cash.
Once he realized he couldn't get the cash register open, took the whole cash register he exited the store with his pitchfork.
Witnesses say as Wooten stumbled out of the Waffle House, he dropped the pitchfork, was able to hold on to the cash register. He ran up the sidewalk to the parking lot of this Rite Aid where he'd left his truck. But the Waffle House employees weren't done with him yet.
Once he didn't have a pitchfork, he wasn't quite as brazen anymore.
Well, no shit.
By the way, did you catch that? Once he didn't have the pitchfork.
Police say two of the workers took off after him and used the pitchfork as a weapon on him.
Oh, boy.
They were able to smash out the back window of his truck and apparently get a few good licks in on him before he escaped. Detectives have warrants out for Wooten for armed robbery.
Wouldn't be an offensive weapon in your garden, but it certainly was in a Waffle House.
Somebody can make a weapon out of a lot of different things.
I beg to differ. If it were in your garden and you were threatening somebody with it, it would still be a weapon.
Yeah, it's a weapon anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much, if you're using it that way.
It's the person that we've got to be worried about.
Investigators say Wooten lives not far from here, and they believe he grabbed the pitchfork from the house he's been staying at. In Gwinnett County, Tony Thomas, Channel 2.
Thanks for unearthing that, Tony. He did not, in fact, buy the pitchfork at a hardware store. He just grabbed it from the house where he was staying, probably.
Oh, wow. Make me happy. people make me happy.
Well, to be fair, because normally we make fun of Florida. That was not Florida. That was their neighbor, Georgia. But still.
Because they have a lot of gems there. Georgia. They had, no, it was Mississippi. Never mind. They had the nicest gas station I've ever been in.
Mississippi has a nice.
It was crazy, dude. It was so fucking clean.
Hold on.
Wow.
I have to stop the music. I have to stop the music because I must hear about this gas station.
Okay, like it was seriously like a fucking Walmart, but a classy Walmart.
Wow.
And like everyone had like the Southern hospitality. And at first I was scared that I was going to get like, I'm a little Asian girl. I mean, not that little, like I hold my own, but I'm like traveling by myself across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was just spotless. Like you can eat off the floors and they had like CDs, DVDs. Like it was like a big, huge like store. And just everyone was super polite and it was super clean. It was super easy and the gas was cheaper. Like it was just fucking wonderful. Wow. I love Mississippi.
Sounds like a Mecca.
There is not a phrase you hear often. I love Mississippi.
Because of that? Was there anything else about Mississippi or just that gas station?
That's I only stopped for the gas. Okay. I didn't try to stop very long. Like I said, I was traveling by myself.
But you love the whole state, which I like.
There you go.
It's like the Publix of gas stations.
Ooh.
Oh my God, Publix. Like, I got Justin, wet again.
The Justin Bieber of departments.
I just got a little misty.
All right.
But not confused.
We return now to Florida Corner. At Vista View Park in Davie, four baby burrowing owls are prompting some wacky human activity. See, burrowing owls are protected in Florida. Their populations are threatened because of habitat destruction. that has come as humans develop in their natural areas. Now, these days, the owls often build their burrows in open fields that they find in suburban areas at parks, airports, and schools. The mama owl from one owl family that lives in a burrow at Vista View Park has hurt her leg and was recuperating at a wildlife center until her release. Now, her injury is from a length of what is thought to be a section of artificial hair weave tangled around her foot.
Aww.
That's right, a glob of hair probably looked like an animal to the bird. I think she probably tried to grab it, thinking it was something to eat. She probably thought she was grabbing dinner for her children. Park staff have kept an eye on her as she plucked away part of the annoying material, but when some of the strands tightened on her leg to the point rescuers decided to intervene, it took them several days to trap her, to catch her. But the owl is doing well, no thanks to your weave. Tanisha. I don't know if it's Tanisha. I'm just guessing.
That wasn't racist at all.
Also, in Florida, Bradenton, to be exact, a detective has been fired, and an undercover detective faces a disciplinary hearing for conduct unbecoming an officer over an incident in which the two of them allegedly broke into City Hall after hours to use the restroom.
You gotta go.
According to a 20-page report from the Bradenton Police Department's Office of Professional Standards, Detective Ross Johnson and his partner, both assigned to the narcotics unit, used a screwdriver to manipulate a lock so the pair could repeatedly access City Hall for 3 days beginning on February 7th. City Hall and police headquarters share the same building and are connected by a long hallway. A City Hall employee found the door unlocked, and a review of surveillance cameras showed both officers walking in the hallway at times using flashlights instead of turning the lights on, and tampering with a door lock. During an interview, the officers claimed they turned the latch up and around so the door would not lock, allowing the police officers to use the door. Both officers claimed the reason for doing this was so they could use the nice and more sanitary bathroom in City Hall, because the detective's bathroom was, as they called it, nasty.
That's unfortunate.
Neither officer reversed the lock at the end of their shift and left City Hall susceptible for a total security breach. Bradenton resident Keith Rogers said he wasn't surprised by the news. Bradenton police, they are not at all professional level that one would really expect. Sounds like someone you'd hang around with, Diana. Chris Joyce said...
What the fuck?
Well, you hate cops.
He hates cops. That's, they hate cops.
Yeah, I mean, but they are... Yeah, you're right.
On the other side of the coin, Chris Joyce was disappointed when he heard because, quote, "It's always a shame because the police do a great job."
Well, they really asked a lot of residents to weigh in on this weighty matter.
They did. Detective Ross Johnson has been fired, but is trying to get his job back through the police union grievance process. The second officer is yet to be identified because he's been on vacation and has not had a disciplinary hearing. So that's what's going. Apparently, they've eradicated all other crime in Bradenton and now going after cops who are using the bathroom in City Hall.
Clean your bathrooms, guys. Do it.
Yeah, how about that? How about you hire somebody like that? I don't know. Well, let's go up to Oregon now. I like going around the country. You ever have people tell you bullshit stories? I was in Monterey this weekend, and they're homeless people down on the streets there. They're not exactly like the homeless people you see around Sacramento. They tend to be younger, and they have their... Here's their go-to line. "Hey, man, can you just help me get something to eat? All I want is something to eat." And they hang around right outside the restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, it's just people telling you bullshit things because they're there all the time. Well, in Oregon. Well, or they're just...
All those munchies.
Well, it could be munchies.
Depends what kind of drug you do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or it could be that they say that, and most people who give them something are like, "Yeah, here, go get something."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hanging around outside the Taco Bell. And by the way, Monterey, you bullshit artists there, how dare your Taco Bell doesn't have fucking breakfast.
Really?
The Taco Bell in Monterey, California does not have... It is Yes. Does not have... I was thinking it was Pacific Grill for a second. No, it's Monterey.
Aw.
They don't have breakfast there. I wanted an A.M. I walked in there, and I'm like, "Can I get an A.M. Crunchwrap?" And the guy's like, "We don't have breakfast."
Wow.
And I'm like...
Wait, like, is that... I thought that was, like, a thing that's been going on for a while. Like, it's been advertised.
Participating stores.
They always fucking do that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the little thing that's, like, participate. I'm like, well,
yeah,
fuck.
So fuck you, Monterey Taco Bell. I just had to say that.
Okay. Did that ruin your whole trip down there? Or put a damper on it? It
put a little damper up because after the 5K, we had breakfast somewhere, and it wasn't quite enough. So I'm like, you know what I want? I want an AM Crunchwrap. I want to get one. There's a Taco Bell right there. And then, you know, when you get your hopes up for that one stupid thing and then it's not there and then you get mad.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Oh, God. That's so like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That's the highlight of my fucking day.
He's the AM Crunch of
He's the AM Crunch of my day.
The AM Crunchwrap. What? Well, in West Lynn, Oregon, a pair of suspected car prowlers told a stranger they were inside her car.
Car prowlers?
Car prowlers.
That sounds creepy.
That's what it says. They're inside her car because they were being chased and had to hide.
Well,
what the?
That's what they're claiming.
From a rabid dog?
No. Officers were called to West A and Webb Streets about 6:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. They quickly apprehended one suspect, identified as Tamara Rose, who's 27, and a second suspect ran away after a short chase. They caught Alexander Barber, who's 19, and arrested him. Investigators said the suspects were carrying tools used to break into cars, along with a few items of property that appeared to have been stolen. Ross is accused of carrying meth and heroin. Police say they were called out after a homeowner caught the suspects in her car and confronted them. According to investigators, they told the woman that they were being chased by someone and needed to hide out in her car.
That's not a compelling case.
Well, yeah, the woman is facing charges of unlawful entry into a motor vehicle, and I'm sorry, the guy is charged with that. The woman charged with theft, possession of methamphetamine, and heroin. They were both booked into the Clackamas County Jail. So you can't believe anybody who's hiding in your car.
That's probably a good universal rule, considering anyone that can. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't believe people hiding in your car.
Yeah, why the fuck would you in the first place? Because they're going to break into your shit. I don't know.
Yeah, if someone were chasing me and they came and banged on my door and said, oh my God, someone's chasing me, hide me, or call the cops, then I might go, okay, let me call 911. But if I found you hiding in my car, I might not believe you.
Exactly.
Just and you'd still call 911.
I'll call.
Yeah.
Yeah, call 911. Actually, I don't hate cops anymore because I talked to a cop yesterday.
Did that change your entire perception of them?
Yeah, so that's why when you said that, I was like, what the fuck? Then I realized, no, I used to do hate cops. But now, it changed my entire perception because they were, like, really cool. And I'm pretty sure I should have got arrested last night, but I didn't. So they're cool in my book.
Wait, what did you do?
Yeah, you can't just say, I'm pretty sure I was going to get arrested and just let it drop.
This bitch hit me with her car.
What?
Yeah, I got hit by a car yesterday. Oh, yeah, Mother's Day. So I got hit by a car. But, like, I guess, like, legally you can't be blocking someone. And I wasn't blocking her. I was just, like, I'm trying to take a picture. And she, like, I was, like, trying to take it.
Wait.
And, like, so she kept hitting me. Like, she had enough room to go. Like, she didn't have to hit me. And she kept...
So many questions. Now, when you say hit you mean your person, your physical person?
Yeah, she kept backing up into me.
You're trying to take a picture of her?
No. That's creepy. No, because she claimed that my friend hit rear-ended her and like damaged her car,
which
there was no damage at all.
Okay.
And so I was trying to take a picture as like evidence, like, you know, and then I kept backing up to me. She's like, move. And I was like, I'm not really in your way, but I'm going to take a picture. If you think I'm in your way, that's on you. Like, I'm really not. So all this, but yeah, apparently blocking someone or supposedly blocking someone, unless it's a felony or something egregious, like it's illegal.
Right.
And the cop was telling me that. And then I just kind of looked at him and he was just like, well, I'm going to put this in the daily log.
But
he was like really cool about it because I was like, I know this is like a waste of your time. And I apologize. Like, you probably have better shit to do. But like, you know, my friend might get fucked over on insurance because this bitch is fucking batshit crazy.
Right.
So I'm just trying to cover my friend's ass. And he's like, I completely understand. And like, this is what we're here for. Like, don't worry. Like, he was really, really cool. I was like, you know what? Not all of you guys are really bad.
Aww.
And maybe it's because I stopped hanging around fucking hood rats and they actually treat me like I'm a citizen. But it probably didn't help that I was wearing a Fosachi shirt. So I think, like, I don't know. Cops are cool in my book now.
Well, it's always cool when they basically go by the spirit of the law as opposed to the letter of the law.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because that's one of those situations where it was a judgment call. Now, by the letter of the law, yeah, you could have been arrested. But by the spirit of the law, it's like, listen, you shouldn't have been doing that. Don't do it again in the future. You probably didn't know. No harm, no foul. we're good.
Plus, you got hit several times. So that's your punishment.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, no, I was
you
just
okay?
like, this...
are you bruised?
I mean, no, that's... I mean, she wasn't going very fast. Obviously, oh. like I wasn't like, I mean, every time she hit me, like I was just kind of like standing there. I was like, this bitch is really hitting me with her. I'm like, dude, you're like, this is assault, like a battery. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't need to back up that far to get out. Like, she could have gone out. She just kept backing up into me.
Technically, you could go with attempted murder because the vehicle can be classified as a deadly weapon.
Exactly. That's what I told her. I was like, come at me again. Like, I was just like, good luck trying to get shit from your insurance company because there's no damage. We did get a picture and she knew she was in the wrong. She was just fucking batshit crazy, just yelling wow. at everybody.
And she's hitting you with her car and you're taunting her. Come at me again.
Well, I didn't say that, obviously. I just said, hey, I'm trying to take a picture. Like, there's no damage to your vehicle. If you think there is damage, we're going to document it. And she was just like, fuck you. And I was like, okay, fine. Then I'm going to do me. And if you keep hitting me with your car, then this is just awkward. But I mean, I've, like, it wasn't very hard, but it was still kind of like, I've never been hit by a car like that before. I've been bumped by a car because they backed up into me, kind of the same situation, but that time was like a little harder because they saw me. I don't know. They were fucking stupid. Wow. Asian drivers, dude. They fucked up. I don't like Asian people. I think I like cops now, but I fucking hate Asian people. I don't know what's going on with me now.
Maybe if you meet a nice Asian person, you'll change your mind.
I just hate people. I woke up today. I thought about today and I was like, you know what? Like, I forgot how much I hated people until I woke up.
Okay.
And
Justin.
Then I saw Justin Bieber and I saw you guys. And I'm like, you know what? Life isn't too bad. But until then, I hated the world.
Well, straight male guys are okay. And as long as they're white, of course. But
yeah.
Otherwise,
you know,
man.
only like the white people. That came out so bad. So bad.
The white males.
The white straight males.
That's why we're in charge, right? No, I'm kidding. Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
Nice.
Yay.
Hey,
white,
I'd like
white
to...
White power. Okay, yeah, what, Nate?
Yeah, whoa.
Just kidding.
Whoa.
You know, for your next rally, you can get anything you might need at Amazon. And if you're going to go ahead and do that, please...
Jews are allowed at white power rallies.
White power, black power, whatever sort of power you're into.
Okay, sorry.
Yellow fever.
Yellow fever. I mean, you can get more Calgon there. Whatever you like.
You can get a pitchfork to go rob places.
Yeah, at Amazon. And if you're going to do that, please go through our website, NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab. It does not cost you anything else extra. It helps support the show. And we do appreciate it. So thank you again for supporting the show in that way. Want to remind everybody, this is sort of a programming note. The Well Hung podcast, this is if you're an iTunes subscriber specifically. As of the 1st of June, the Well Hung podcast will no longer be on the regular Nate Darling Show feed because it has its very own feed. You can subscribe to the Well Hung podcast.
Amazing.
On iTunes right now. So we're going to let it go for the next couple weeks. But in June, if you want that show on Monday, just subscribe on iTunes. If you're getting it on the website, nothing changes there. So
you know you want it.
It's just for iTunes people. So that's that. So let me see how much time we have left here.
I'm still trying to figure out what to get for a rally.
Oh yeah,
I can go, right? Even though since I'm like an ally of white straight guys, I can go.
Yeah, you're sort of like. Did you ever see the Chappelle Show sketch about the blind black white supremacist? Go ahead and look that one up. It's hilarious.
Oh my god!
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. But
I'm gonna put that in my notes.
All right. All right. Let's wrap this up with a little small town news.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, let's go to the state of Iowa, Stanton, Iowa, to be exact, where a line of school kids, senior citizens, parents, teachers, and others stretched 6 blocks with hands moving books from person to person. That's right, from the children's library inside what used to be an old bank vault, out the door and past downtown establishments and white frame houses on Broad Avenue, then up Elliott Street to the Viking Center, a newly built community building will contain a new library. In the end, community members didn't move as many volumes as from the old library to the new as organizers had hoped. But then maybe moving books wasn't the point.
Wasn't that the point?
Well, I thought it would be kind of neat to have this human chain, to have some fun out of it and get the community involved, said Jerry Gilliand, the director of the community library. About 420 people formed the chain a couple Tuesdays ago in the town of about 690 people linking the two libraries. And for about an hour and a half, they moved 3,000 books before calling it a day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some of the younger kids were getting tired.
Aw.
And they had to go back to school.
So you said 420 out of about 600-something people were showing up for this?
420 out of 690.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
I like it. Wow. This is a small town news story I actually like.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
About 3,000 of the library's books had already been moved, most of them too big or too delicate for the human chain, and only about 2,000 remained to be moved. The new library has now been opened. It's a $3.2 million Viking Center. It's going to serve as a community building for the small city, which is located 60 miles southeast of Omaha. A water tower fashioned to look like a Swedish coffee pot is one of the town's most visible symbols.
Wow.
I think that's all you need to know.
That's awesome.
And here, this also, Harriet Olson, 73, a member of the literary board, said that decades ago the library was a draw for more than just books. This was cool in the summer, and we didn't have air conditioning in the house. So there's some old people, old-timey stuff for you.
Yay, old people.
So that's
topless old people reading books.
Passing them down.
That's sweet. I like it.
Yeah. Then you had this article goes on and on about people going on about the books. But, yeah, it's exactly what you'd expect. People standing on the sidewalk handing books from one to the next.
Yay.
Yeah. And they posted photos on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good time. They even had a photojournalist from Omaha come down, take a picture or two. Yeah, 60 miles from Omaha to take pictures of people passing books.
Nice.
Wow.
I have a hard time imagining it. I mean, I don't know. That seems such a cool small town thing because, I don't know, it's not like they're all lending a hand, but I couldn't see that happening even where I live, which is a pretty small little town.
Yeah, it's...
Good job, guys.
See, not all small town news is stupid. Sometimes small town...
Wow.
Because there's that thing that people are like, oh, it's small town news. It's because it's stupid. No, sometimes small town news is about things that would never, ever happen in a larger community. And yeah, that's the whole point of small town news.
Town pride is nice. I like it.
I like the sense of community that people... That's why I like small towns. That's why I like the southern states.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all, like, very small. It's like, you know, the sense of community and pride.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous as it may be, but it's still cute that they have it.
It is.
How much of you, if you had to put a percentage on it, how much of you would like to drive there just to see the water tower shaped like a Swedish teapot?
Honestly?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No lie.
No lie. No lie. A good 80%.
This is in Iowa?
No, it's in Nebraska.
Oh.
It is in Iowa. I'm sorry.
When you said Omaha, it confused me.
Well, I like
me.
Iowa.
Hold on.
I thought it was Iowa,
this.
Too.
You said Iowa,
it is in Iowa. It's Stanton,
okay.
Iowa.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I like Iowa. I've heard great things about it. I think they're the first one to legalize gay marriage.
Ah,
yes.
Yeah, so like they're cool in my book. But the teapot, I like stupid things like that. So a good solid 80. I'm gonna go with 80.
Yeah,
that's the Justin Bieber traction.
If you were driving through Iowa and you knew that was about a 30-mile detour, would you take it, Ted?
Yeah, I'd do it, I guess.
Just
30
to see
miles?
The teapot, yeah.
I'm already out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere.
Why not? We'll probably be bored. I might as well check it out. I don't know. Don't make me commit. But yeah, let's say yes.
Okay.
Take
spoken
the podcast.
Like a true man.
Hey, wait a minute.
Would you go out, Nate? Like, would you, if it was a 30-mile detour?
30 miles round trip, yes. 30 miles each way, no.
What if the Taco Bell definitely had AM crunches on the menu?
AM crunch wrap? If I had a craving, I might do
okay.
It.
See?
There you
I
go.
Think it's all something to see.
Oh, half-life like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Well, if I was sharing the moment with a special someone, I think I would definitely go.
You'd be like, I need you to take my picture with the teapot in the background.
Exactly. I was like, when I say share with a special someone, I mean another person to take the picture.
Right. So you can put it on Twitter.
Exactly. Well, because my arm's not that long. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why I hang out with other people. So they can document shit. I'm too lazy.
Reach things for you.
Fair enough. As long as you're honest, that's all that matters. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Friday with another fun show for you. As my cat, Hef, is marking this Justin Bieber standee as his own.
He's no good
about
for
to,
you.
We're about to battle it out, so that's why we got to go. Because I'm about to fucking take down a cat.
I don't know. He's pretty strong. He's pretty rugged. He's solid. He's all there.
As Chris Brown would say, beat that pussy up. Is that that's what I'm quoting?
I think that's a good place to leave it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody enjoy Living Color. It's Glamour Boys on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Down. credit's no good.